And so your story, do tell.
I know that before I was born, my mother, during the 70s, I was born in 74, I'm very lucky that my parents were due to marry, and that's why I wasn't taken away. But a sibling of mine didn't have so much luck and was actually aborted because my mother put up such a fight not to have to give a child away. And I myself have a cousin that I don't know because of the forced adoption process. And I think there's a generation, my generation, that's unheard of the fact that because our parents were made to give up children when we had pregnancies when I was 17, I was forced by my then stepmother, who had to give up her child through forced adoption, I was forced to have an abortion.
Oh, gosh.
So
generations of impact here.
Absolutely, and I see that. I see the need for the apology, but there's a whole bunch of other people out there that have been impacted by this that's also unknown and unheard about our stories.
Well, Charmaine, it's really important to get those stories out, and you've done just that. So thank you.
Thank you.
Charmaine there on the line. 1-300-222-702. I might have to bring a box of tissues in very shortly, I think, ladies and gentlemen. Oh, dear. But Charmaine's story, isn't that so important? What happened as a result of causing these terrible mental scars to a generation? What happened subsequently to other generations who were then, you know, the children of people who were just living with the angst and the anguish? As Charmaine said, there's much more than an apology needed in this sort of a circumstance, isn't there? 1-300-222-702 is the number. Give us a call. It's 9:15 on 702 mornings. Bradley's on the line. Bradley, you were adopted. When did you find out that you were adopted?
Well, I found out when I was quite young, because my adopted mother was washing me in the bathtub one day, and she said, well, you do know you're adopted. And I was so young, I just said yes, and it didn't realise what it really meant until many years later.
Mm.
But I was, my sister found me when I was 21, and so I experienced two mothers dying. And all I can say is no apology could bring back what I've missed by not growing up with my sister and my mother.
Mm.
And my mum told me what happened when she was in hospital one day. I was just born, and she tried to escape from the hospital with me, and the nurses dragged her back and prized me away from her arms. And for years after that, my sister told me that she always cried about never having me by her side.
Oh, dear. I think there'll be a lot of these stories today. It's just so tragic. Bradley, thank you so much. I'm just wondering, when you hear the apology today, will it have any kind of meaning for you in your context?
No way in the world. You can't repair that sort of damage.